Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're with us on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. From myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, and Devlin Eden, we've got another fantastic question for you today. And we've had one come in surrounding the Tour de France. It's been such an exciting tour already. It's sort of coming to a culmination, about to finish. But looking at the climbers, looking at these guys who are going to be winning the Tour. So the question surrounded, you know, the likes of Chris Froome, Nairo Quintana, Alberto Contador, what gives them the edges on the climb? I.e., as simple as, what makes a great climber, Devlin?
Yeah, Dave, so this is a question I love, and more so in the sense of I find myself asking the same question as to what's going to make me a better climber. But what typically makes someone like a Chris Froome or a Nairo Quintana, and especially an Alberto Contador, actually, a great climber, is their small frame. So, and I don't mean the bike frame, I mean them as their human makeup. They're very small individuals. They're lightweight individuals. A Chris Froome, for example, his typical race weight at a Tour de France is hovering around the 67 kg mark. So their small weight allows them to get over the hills and be able to drag themselves up, where we look at a rider like a Peter Sagan, for instance, or Mark Cavendish, the much bigger, heavier sprinters. Those riders are always the ones that are struggling getting spat out the back of the peloton when it's moving at high speeds up the climbs. And it's usually they then having to drag that weight over the climbs. So the body size is going to be first thing. And then secondly, in conjunction with that, is their power to weight ratio. So these riders, and those three again that we keep mentioning, are also contenders for the overall title. And what makes them good overall riders is exactly that. They focus on various aspects of their riding that can make them a complete package. Now, their power to weight ratio is what's going to be vital for allowing them to attack on those climbs. So there's a lot of tactics that do come into it, and it's important to keep that in mind. So we've seen it a couple of times recently on this tour with Chris Froome attacking and catching people like Nairo Quintana off guard. And that's key. So being able to, not necessarily just on tactics, but also being able to suss out what's happening around you. And then the type of training that comes in is important. So they work really hard on their power output on their legs. So sustained power, being able to not necessarily attack, so have that explosive burst, but also being able to sustain that sort of power over a period of time. Just for example, so with some stats that Chris Froome and Team Sky actually released last year from some of his preseason testing, Chris Froome was able to sustain over close on 30 to 40 minute trial, was able to sustain 6 watts per kg of body weight. Now, for anyone that has used the power meter, for instance, and has an idea of what the wattage actually means, 6 watts is really high. And again, to be able to sustain that for a period of time is actually quite an impressive stat. Then on the sort of another thing that adds to that is they are very conscious about the equipment that they're riding. So what gear ratios they're selecting on the day for a particular climb. Unfortunately, we don't all have the luxury to chop and change our chain rings and our cassettes every time we're going to hit a new stage on a stage race, for instance. But for example, the stage 9 the other day that Chris Froome won, he actually rode a 53-tooth big chain ring on his bike, versus where the riders will typically in a mountain stage ride probably only a 52. So having that extra gear option actually gave him the edge on the downhill just after the final climb, where he actually attacked and was able to not run out of gears and sustain being able to put that power into the pedal stroke for a lot longer on the downs and the flats leading up to the finish. So there's a lot of tactics and a lot of things that actually thinking that comes in behind it as well, other than just the physical makeup of the rider and the power and the training that they put in.
Well, Devlin, come to think of it, I maybe should have posed this question to Lindsay Perry, because seeing Froome on Vontvot 2 having to sort of run up the hill, maybe this was actually a running question, but really interesting. I think those guys are incredible to be able to do that and do that on those climbs, and it's phenomenal. And Chris Froome is an incredible athlete, as he's shown time and time again. Just a reminder, we've been giving away some tubs of Pepto Pro, and we've still got a few up for grabs. So there's two ways you can win that. Please go over to our podcast on iTunes and rate it. You can stand a chance to win that. conjunction, we're also giving away a lifetime membership to the podcast or to the exclusive member to the online community. You can also rate us there and win that on iTunes. And furthermore, if you sign up for a cycling coaching package on the Ask Coach Parry or the Coach Parry website, you can also stand a chance to win a few of those tubs remaining of Pepto-Pro. So do get there and do that. But from Devlin Aden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you again in a few days' time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Parry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Parry.